The Older People's Commissioner for Wales is calling for greater consistency in the way social services are delivered by our local authorities. Sarah Rokira says that the Welsh Government should use the new Social Services Bill to address the varying levels of care provided in the current system. It comes after figures obtained by BBC Radio Wales suggest there could be big differences in funding per head of those who are over 65. Our reporter Paul Heaney is with us now. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Ollie.
Yes, so why has the Older People's Commissioner decided to speak out about this?
Well, Sarah Rokira's role as the Older People's Commissioner for Wales is to look out for the interests of anyone who is 60 or over here in Wales. She was reacting to figures that this programme's obtained, which suggest that some councils are spending far more than others on average for each person they help with social care over 65. And she says these financial statistics don't take into consideration the demand for services or the increased cost of providing them in certain areas. So, for example, rural parts of Wales or places with high deprivation. A better measure, she suggests, is to monitor how happy people are with the service they receive. And that's something that's not currently monitored nationally or is comparable between councils. That said, consistency in the quality of the services that older people receive is something the Commission considers very important and something that they've raised concerns about before. But it's important to point out that if an authority is spending less on average per head, it doesn't necessarily follow that their services are worse.
So what's in the figures?
Well, we looked at the number of older people receiving social services each year for each local authority and the budgets that each local authority set for those services, essentially how many people they helped and how much they spent delivering services. Now, 14 of the 22 councils in Wales got back to us with their figures, and the data from those 14 authorities suggest there are differences in the average amount spent per older person of up to £3,000 per head, depending on which area in Wales you live in. Now, I took those findings to the British Association of Social Workers, who agree in part with the Older People's Commissioner and say it's a very complicated picture. The financial stats don't, for example, include health spending. Of course, a big crossover between health spending and social care. And they say that's important because in some areas, the NHS provides services that in other parts of Wales are provided by the council. So really, what the figures tell us, or what they suggest at least, is that services are being delivered in lots of different ways around the country, and that it could make it, the fact that is the case, it could make it difficult to accurately monitor which methods are working and resulting in good outcomes for older people and which methods aren't.
Now, and what do the councils say?
Well, the Welsh Local Government Association, which represents local authorities in Wales, say they're not surprised that our figures show that spending levels vary across Wales. They say there's well-established reasons for that, namely demand for older adult services varying from authority to authority and the costs being higher in sparsely populated areas. They want to concentrate on the outcomes that we expect for vulnerable people rather than the variation in funding levels.
Right, and the government?
Well, at the moment, councils have got an obligation to provide certain services, but many of them use different criteria to judge whether someone's eligible to receive those services in the first place. And as we heard, the Older People's Commissioner for Wales wants more consistency in the delivery of that care. So do many of the voluntary organisations I've spoken to who support older people. Now, that could be done using the Social Services Bill, which will go before the Assembly this autumn. The final details of that haven't yet been worked out, but the Welsh Government could set new rules so that no matter where you live in Wales, there's a guaranteed standard of care that you're entitled to receive.
Thank you, Paul. That's Paul Heaney, and we'll speak to the Older People's Commissioner a little bit later on in the programme.